host, Lothar, and welcome back to the AGS Character Group podcast. The goal of this podcast is to do a recap of our character word of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about empathy.
Oh, thanks, Caden, for doing our introduction for us today. The first thing that we're going to do today is I'm going to let my new group of co-hosts introduce themselves. They are going to each say their name and tell us one thing they have learned about empathy this month. So here's what we're going to do, friends. I'm going to start right here with this gentleman on my left. He's going to say his name and one thing he learned. Ready, go.
My name's Paxton, and I learned for empathy, I learned that connecting with people can be hard and brave.
Okay. Next.
Hi, my name is Philip, and I learned that connecting with people can be hard.
Sometimes it is. Next.
Hi, my name is Riley, and if someone's feeling bad, you can cheer them up.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Tanner, and I learned that to do empathy, you have to put yourself in another person's shoes.
Okay. Next.
Hi, my name is Quinn, and empathy is you really have to feel somebody else's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Evelyn, and I think empathy is understanding others when they're hurt.
Hi, my name is Caden, and I think empathy is like understanding if people are sad.
Oh, you guys, I'm so glad to hear that you learned a lot about empathy this month. Okay, now that you know who we have in the studio today, I'm going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
Okay, so first we're going to take a second to review the definition of empathy. So, okay, we're going to say this all together. Ready? Empathy is
understanding and connecting with other people's feelings.
This year, each of our character words are divided up into three themes: be kind, be strong, and be well. Empathy is part of the theme of be kind. Throughout the year, we will also be learning about perspective taking, conflict resolution, and leadership.
Empathy is about understanding how somebody else is feeling. It is about switching places and perspective with them to imagine that they're going through. Sometimes we say put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Let's take a moment to hear what each grade has been learning about empathy this month. Paxton, why don't you get us started?
Fourth grade is learning all about conflict resolutions and how they can resolve conflict while showing empathy. They have been using the tree of choices to help them decide the size of the problem. Naming emotions and making choices about what to do with their feelings.
Tanner, tell us what third graders have been learning.
Third grade focused on looking at someone else's point of view as a way to understand others. Perspective taking is showing empathy. One way they practiced perspective taking was to ask questions like, what was that like for you? And what do you think made you feel that way?
Riley, tell us what second graders were learning about.
Second graders practiced conflict resolution and how to use the tree of choices as a tool for solving conflicts.
Awesome. Quinn, tell us about first grade.
First grade practiced friendship skills. Understanding and connecting to other people's feelings is a powerful way to grow a friendship. First graders worked on communicating with kindness and understanding how our actions impact others.
Okay, Evelyn, tell us what kindergarten learned about.
Kindergarten students practiced their listening skills. Being a good listener is a great way to practice empathy. Have you ever hung out with a person who didn't listen to what you had to say? That doesn't feel very good. Learning how to listen is something that kids and grown-ups can work on.
We have talked a lot about empathy today, but talking about empathy and actually knowing what to say when you're putting empathy in action can be two different things. We want to leave you with some sentence starters that you can use when you are talking with a friend or listening to someone. Okay, Paxton, why don't you read the first one?
show you are actively listening by saying what I'm hearing. You saying is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Repeating back to someone is a great way to show you're listening. Riley, what's the next one?
Let your friends talk as much as they need to. You can ask, is there anything else you would like to share?
Mm-hmm. Giving people time to talk and not making them feel like you're in a hurry is a great way to show empathy. Okay, Philip, tell us the next one.
Show that you are paying attention to their body language by saying, your face is telling me that, or I can hear your in your voice that.
Mm-hmm. If you are noticing things about their body language or the way their face looks, that really shows that you are paying attention. Caden, what's the next one?
Sometimes we don't know what to say, and that's okay. You can say, I'm not sure and what to say right now, but I'm here to listen.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes we don't know what to say, and there's a lot of times when I talk to kids or grown-ups that I don't know what to say either, and I'm the counselor. So it's okay to just say, I don't know what to say. I wish I could fix that for you, but I'm here to listen. Okay, Quinn.
Miss Lafferty said she would link some of these ideas on Class Dojo when she shares the podcast. Be sure to check it out.
This has been some serious conversation about empathy, but empathy isn't always just about just putting yourself in someone else's shoes when they are sad or angry. It can also be about celebrating and laughing with them. On that note, it's time for some jokes.
What do elves learn in school?
What?
The alphabet.
Okay. Evelyn, tell yours.
What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
What?
Do you smell carrots?
Oh my gosh. Okay, Quinn, tell us yours.
Why does Santa work at the North Pole?
Why?
Because the penguins kicked him out of the South Pole.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, Caden, tell us your joke.
How does a snowman lose weight?
How?
He waits for the weather to get warmer.
Gosh, I wish it was that easy. Okay, Paxton, tell us your joke.
What wears a red suit and goes, oh, oh, oh?
What?
Santa walking backwards.
Okay. All right, Tanner, tell us yours.
How does a sheep say Merry Christmas?
How?
Fleece snobby dog.
Okay, Riley, why don't you wrap up these crazy Christmas jokes for us?
Why did Rudolph get a bad grade?
Why?
Because he went down in history.
Well, I promised that we would once again give a little time for some shout-outs. So here we go. We're going to start with Caden.
I would like to give a shout-out to both of my brothers, Jordan and Nathan.
All right, Evelyn.
I'd like to give a shout out to my sister in third grade, Reese.
Okay, Gwen.
I'd like to give a shout out to my grandma for sending me letters.
Oh, Tanner.
I'm going to give a shout out to my brother and sister.
I want to give a shout out to my baby sister.
Oh, thanks, Riley. Philip.
I'd like to give a shout out to my brother Gabriel in second grade.
Mm-hmm, and Paxton.
I want to give a shout out to my brother and sister in second grade named Bristol and Caden.
Oh, very good, very good. And that's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will be back next month with new co-hosts to talk about our new word. Do you guys know what it is?
Persophilia!